Let's go to Susie in Clinton, Ohio, and she's got a question about Candida, and she would like to know how to have the best ecology for the whole urinary tract, even the vaginal area. Are you there, Susie?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh. Hello, doctor.
How you doing? How old a woman are you?
Okay, I'm 53 years old.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the things you want to know is that Candida is a microorganism that is indigenous to all mucous membranes. Okay, in other words, it belongs there, and its job is to eat dead cells so that you don't blow up like a balloon and get really deep trouble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we see more Candida than we'd like, we have to realize some bad guy out there is knocking off cells. Something is creating a problem, okay? And so usually the first thing you want to do to help the body reset itself is to force your morning urine pH back into the green zone. And so what you can do is get a roll of pH paper, okay, so you can monitor it. And your goal is to get green, which would be 6.4 to 7.0, almost neutral. Okay, 7 is neutral, 14 is super alkaline, and 0 is super acid, okay?
Okay.
So your body is engineered to be alkaline by design and slightly acid by function, okay? So now if you check your pH paper and it's blue, well, you're in deep trouble. You're making ammonia to buffer your urine. And so what usually happens then is you start taking minerals and you go way yellow, which means you're very acid, and then slowly the body starts to come back to that ideal range. So the way you do this is you get something like the pH Trio with the aloe drink, because the aloe drink will help all the mucous membranes better than the aloe powder. It's a little too sweet. And you start out with about a jigger, the only good use of a jigger glass, about an ounce of aloe, and an ounce of water, okay? And then you start with a half teaspoon of the coral. And every 3 days, you're going to bump up the coral by a half teaspoon until you achieve this ideal pH. And each time you go over 1 teaspoon of the aloe, you have to double the 1 teaspoon of the coral, you have to double the aloe in water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this ends up taking 2 or 3 teaspoons, well, first of all, how much do you weigh, Susie?
Okay, I weigh 120.
Okay.
When I was on the Candida diet for a year, I went down to 112, but now I've been, you know, going off of that diet and I've gained my weight back.
Well, you know, I'm kind of not a big Candida diet fan. I'm much more interested in you finding a practitioner and find out what the heck is driving the dead tissue so that you can stop that. And, you know, when we're trying to attack Candida, we're trying to attack ourselves. It just doesn't make any sense. So for you at 120 pounds, if you need 2 or 3 teaspoons of coral to get your morning urine pH to stay in the green zone, we have another problem. And, you know, one of the things that's most common at your age are trouble with the teeth, like a dead tooth or some problem with the teeth. And that's the first place I'd be looking, because that's what can drive this and create this problem. And you want to get control of this as quickly as you can. Now, as far as having the best bacterial and healthy ecology for all the mucous membranes, even the vagina, one of the things we always want to use here is probiotics. And sometimes we can use food for probiotics. Most people will do really well when they use something like kefir. And you live in Ohio, you might check around and see if you have a Russian delicatessen. And if you do, they may carry a brand called Fresh Made. This is kefir. Boy, this is nice stuff. This is the best I've seen in my lifetime as a commercial product. And you could drink some of this. And this is a food for the good bacteria, okay? And you can, of course, also get our probiotic. And you could chew a couple of those and swallow a couple. And the advantage of these is that they're in a locust bean capsule, so it's a natural method of targeting the large intestine when you swallow. Chewing liberates it so you can target the mouth through the upper GI. And these are all live, completely live probiotic, not freeze-dried. So they have the kick of a mule. They work much better than any freeze-dried form. And you can certainly do a little of that. But if there's some problem that's constantly killing cells, you need to find it. And to do that, I would urge you to call the order line and get the phone number of your nearest QRA practitioner so they can give you a hand and, you know, you don't have to be on some strange diet or be struggling, okay?
Okay, very good.
Thanks for your call, Susie.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye for now.